Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
And so here we are in this reality. Our spirit should be in charge of us all the time. Now, I know this is not preached a lot in churches because I go to a lot of churches, and when I preach messages like this to them, you can see it. Their eyes are kind of, their heads are going like this, and they're, you know, trying to figure out even what's going on. But when we release things that is challenging, it could be your neighbor, it could be anybody, but even in our churches, there is a call of God that's on the church today. I think it's so profound that it's not hard to preach to people because they're hungry for more of God. They just don't know how to go about doing it. And so here's my second point to you. You are a chosen. You are chosen. And your calling supersedes your vocation. These signs will follow those who believe. They will heal the sick. They will raise the dead. They will cast out demons. And probably my most said statement is this. Every person who is born again, their first ministry is to know that they are the ministers on the earth. A lot of times we go to church and we hear our pastor preach and, you know, we amen and we need the teachers and we need those. But when you understand it from a fivefold context, the Apostle Paul said that there's apostles, there's prophets, there are evangelists and pastors and teachers. Their primary objective is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. That's you. It's me. And if we can grab a hold of that, we can really begin to understand how God is building an army of witnesses, preachers, whatever your gifts are. You know, you can go to 1 Corinthians 12 and look into all the different things that God says you have access to. And I really believe that we're living in a time where God is showing us how much more we can have of Him. Now realize we're the stopping point, not God. In fact, I said something to it was Bill Johnson from Reading. And he asked me a question. He says, What do you want from God? I go, I want more. And the answer I received was not really what I was expecting. He says, Carter, that's the wrong posture. He says, you can have as much of God as you want. God's not the stopping point. You are. And I will never forget that as long as I live. I'll take it into eternity, I'm sure. Because that awakened me to say, God, okay, I'm not having big enough thinking. And I'm challenging you all today. There's something going on in our generation that's waking people up. And I'm telling you right now, I believe that there's going to be a great women's movement in our world. I believe that. I have four girls. Raised them all. No sons. I was in prayer one day. And I go, God, what in the world's going on here? Why have no sons? Four girls and no sons. He says, because I want you to champion women to know who I am and that they have the same access to me that you have as a man. Gender has nothing to do with it. And I believe that God's calling people, both young and old, male, female, everybody that knows Him and who's calling out for Him, there's something going on right now in our generation that is very, very powerful. If you've been paying attention to news and the like, there's a lot going on that is not okay. I don't want to get into it right now, but there really is this manifestation of the enemy, and he is trying everything to disassemble morality in our generation. But I'm just telling you right now, he doesn't win. It's good news, huh? He's not going to win. God wins.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.